Yes.
I don't think I can call you Chrysanthemum Cliff right now because this is going to be a racy topic.
This is your content warning right now. Like, if you don't want racy, if you've listened to this podcast so far and thought like, huh, a couple of this episode pushed the envelope a little bit. This one's pushing it further, apparently. I have no idea what she's going to talk about.
We are inside the envelope right now, and we're only going to talk about this one thing. I would suggest, Jane, if you're listening, to bail out and skip this one. I don't want you to hear this one,
Fair.
Jane, although I want you to hear all the other ones.
My mom, if you're listening, keep listening.
Okay, so pre-pandemic, I was at Target, and one of the offerings in the sexual health aisle at Target was this vibrating ring made by Trojan.
Yes.
And I've seen those around before. It wasn't shocking. So recently I was walking through that aisle, not to stop for anything like that. I want to make that very clear.
Very clear.
I was walking through that because there's powder on the other side of that, which I wanted to buy. Anyway.
That's her story. She's sticking to it.
I am.
Yeah, yeah.
I am. But now we are in the pandemic and they have a vibrator with a cord on it that you can buy with like 5 different speeds made by Trojan. They also have a little bullet that you can buy with 3 different speeds. They have the ring, of course, but this is at Target, Cliff.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's so funny because one of the CDC recommendations for the safest sex right now is singular sex. Like,
it's always the safest sex. Yes,
it is. That's true. But I think it's so funny that at Target, at Target, where you can get, you know, the most, I mean, they don't even sell cigarettes at Target.
Really?
But you can, but you can buy vibrators now at Target. And here, welcome to 2020.
I distinctly remember the first time I was walking down that same aisle and like looked over. I'm like, huh, interesting. And I enjoy that very much for two reasons. Like, one is I think that people should have access to those things in a way that doesn't require them to, I mean, frankly, like, just go online, yo. But, you know, if they don't do that, like, it's nice, you know, to have that. But I also love the, like, faux outrage that I read about every once in a while on the internet by some, like, Karen in a Facebook group who was like, I was at Target today and my 3-year-old saw, and I'm like, A, they don't care. B, like, probably at some point in time they're going to want one of those to get away from you. It's fair. Anyway,
yeah,
that's my thought.
This is the raciest that I will ever get.
It's not very racy, really. Like, I think. I mean, it's,
okay. Well, I still didn't want Jane to hear it. So, Jane, if you're a rebel and you decided to listen anyway, I hope that you don't think less of me.
I'm going to say that this is the perfect thing to use as a stocking stuffer.
Well,
I mean, maybe not when your kids are around. Like,
hashtag stuff your stocking.
See?
I mean.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
If you're not getting your stocking stuffed other ways.
I appreciate you spelling that out. I really do.